phenomenal beings with the power to communicate. Review movies and television. Bring you the news and say things funny. Streaming to the internet at the speed of light, 96 KBS. For the next few hours, the superhost, Anime Mistress of the Dorks, Dave with a unique perspective. And their core mission, of righting that which is wrong, educate the ignorant, and say things funny. You can join the show on the website at geekworldradio.com. Begin!
Hey guys, you're listening to Geek World on Indie 100, The Point in El Ave. We are your superhero superhosts, Anime, Mistress of the Dork, and the man who never stops talking, Dave! Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us, you can send us an email to geekworldradio@yahoo.com and be sure to check out our website, geekworldradio.com, for all the great stuff that's there. Check out all the stuff on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/geekworldradio. Be sure to subscribe because we've got awesome stuff.
We do. We have great stuff. We have such great stuff that you should check it out because that's how great it is.
Yeah.
Pretty good, huh? So this is the thing, Anime. We're going to have fun this week, okay?
Okay.
Some weeks we get down and we get dirty and we do all this research and we're like superheroes and this and that and all that stuff, and we love doing that stuff. But this week we're gonna keep it chilly, we're gonna keep it frosty, you know what I'm saying? And we're doing a question week, but predominantly I wrote a bunch of questions for you to have to answer. I'm putting you on the spot this week.
You're answering them too.
Yeah, but you have to answer them first. I already know what they are. So in a way, you are Johnny on the spot.
Uh-huh.
But Sally on the spot, maybe. Mm. I don't know. What would the female version of Johnny on the spot be?
I don't know. Jane.
Jane on the spot?
Because like John Doe.
I don't know. But does it have to mean like a Janie on the spot?
I guess.
All right, sure. So, are you ready to answer all these questions that you've always wanted to answer one time?
I'm going to say most likely no.
No? Okay, I think you're going to do great. I'm very excited. Okay, so this one, I feel like, you know what? This is going to be the first one, okay?
Okay.
Now, you can take a second, and I can, give you the Jeopardy countdown or something, because I don't want you to rush into this. But I bet you've thought about this before, and so I think this is a good one to start off with. It's a little broader, but I don't think it's necessarily really difficult either.
Okay.
Ready? So, there is a zombie horde outside.
Yeah.
And we need to get out of here.
Okay.
What do we do to prepare? Say we only have, I'll give you 2 hours max.
Okay, well, we wrap ourselves in a ton of stuff.
Like, right?
Because you want to protect from zombie bites.
Yes.
And and zombies, trying to pull your skin off and stuff like that.
Like futon, pieces and mattress and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, like, as much as we can, if we can do anything with, a little bit of a hard shell, if we randomly have some shin guards lying around or other, costume pieces that could help.
Everyone's all, super sexy and, wearing almost nothing in The Walking Dead. I'd be like, nah, I would be wearing, I look like the Michelin Man. I'd look like Baymax.
But here's the thing. I don't move very fast.
I know, you don't.
By nature,
yeah.
I just can't move fast. My running and my walking are about the same speed.
It's so true.
So, it's like me putting on a bunch of layers of stuff is not going to hinder my movement.
It's true.
I'm going to be moving at exactly the same speed.
Yeah, you're like, was it Lydia? What was the name of the girl in Skyrim that we just kept on loading stuff onto?
Lydia,
yeah. So, I totally agree with that. And I figure that would be kind of your main thing.
Yeah, I also, maybe if we can have any pointy things coming out from our outfits.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, like straight up, like a reverse Iron Maiden. We have spikes covering us, dope armor. In a Megadeth concert album or something?
Yeah, or maybe we could create sort of, almost like a shield around us, in Karate Kid with the shower curtain? You know, but instead of a shower curtain, which would provide zero protection, we would have something that would be hard to get through.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
And we, you'd hold it up, but we'd be able to move through without them, you know, getting through. It's like plexiglass or something.
Yeah,
right?
like that bat shield from the 1960s Batman. Yeah, that giant plexiglass shield that was like bulletproof.
So we've got that.
Yeah,
okay, that's gonna help us get through
for sure.
We're gonna have pointy things, lots of pointy things.
So just stabbing heads everywhere, like a spear of some sort. Yeah, and knives, I mean, and stuff like that.
Yeah, because like, you know, if you're using a mallet or something, then I feel like you're putting yourself at more risk.
Yeah.
You have to get closer. Whereas the pointy thing, you just sort of poke at them.
Yeah, I agree. You know? Sort of javelin them and...
Yeah,
and...
yeah. And, like, it's mainly just, like, I'm not trying to necessarily kill them. If I do, great.
Right, but...
But it's mostly like, no, you stay over there, I'm going to go this way. You stay over there, I'm going
so
the other way.
So it's almost like you're herding them away from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I'd, like, you know, throw some meat.
Diversionary meat throws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these are the things I would do to, like, get to the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I really hope that I'm with you if a zombie horde shows up, because you got a good plan.
Right?
I am like, yeah, I mean... I don't know where we'd find the meat, but if we had it, for sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've probably left, like, you know, leftover, like, dog that they ate or something around.
Oh, that's true.
You know,
yeah,
on our way, I feel like we'd find some, like, meat that we could throw.
Yeah, true. I like that. Well,
I'm prepared.
I am psyched. Honestly, I can't even follow that up with anything of relevance because you got it.
The other thing is that you need the backpack of provisions.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, you need, like, food. You need, medicine of
water,
sorts.
Water.
Yeah. So, but if you're in your shield protecty thing,
then
you'll be okay.
Wow. I am impressed. Yeah. I really am. I'm not even gonna say it because anything I say is gonna be less cool than what you just said.
Nice.
So, I'm just gonna move on.
Anything you'd add?
You know, not really. I mean, maybe a grenade of some sort if we had it, but I'm not sure we have a grenade.
So you're like, we won't have meat.
Well, maybe explosives. Yeah, maybe we could make some Molotov cocktails or something.
Okay.
But is that just a bad idea because now you just got zombies on fire coming at you?
Probably.
Yeah.
Although in our plexiglass shields.
That's true. Yeah, so I'm saying, I don't think I could add anything. I think you got it all figured out because we don't have guns or anything.
Yeah,
so.
Pokey things.
Yeah, we have like a drill. We could maybe use that instead of some kind of weapon, but that's about it. No, you won that one. All right, so you're a pretty logical person.
Yes.
Don't really believe in the supernatural that much or anything, but I do have to ask, this is your next question, are there any urban legends you believe in?
Oh, that's the thing, is that there are certain urban legends that are based in truth.
Yeah. Well,
you know.
Yeah. Well. Let me say this first, since I didn't really help at all in the last one or answer. I don't necessarily believe in any urban legends. However, like, I've never done, like, I won't do, like, things like Bloody Mary or something like that. Like, those things that you're just not supposed to, even though my conventional science mind is like, that's stupid. I don't even put myself at the risk of possible supernatural occurrences.
Mm-hmm.
Is that crazy? That's crazy, right?
I mean, you know what? We don't know exactly what's out there.
Right?
You
know,
there is a chance that there is some sort of supernatural thing. Maybe there is sort of a like, you know, wall between the ghostly world and
our world. Like poltergeist.
And like, you know, and if you invite it in, then maybe, you know, maybe you could. So, you know, I don't believe in that stuff, but I don't totally discount that there's a possibility of anything. You know, it's like, there's energy. Like, energy exists, and weird things happen.
Did you believe in any, like, as a kid, like, did you buy into, like, the poltergeist, like, myth or any of those things of, like, you know, that little girl, like, was killed because of, like, poltergeist or anything like that?
No.
No?
No, that was just, like, a lot of bad luck and, you know, Hollywood.
The Brandon Lee myth, do you remember that one? There was a demon that was following around the Lees?
Yeah,
you're like, that is not okay, guys.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like I said, you know, we don't know exactly what's out there. There's the possibility, and you know, I leave room open for sure. You know, like I haven't seen any evidence for it or against it. So you know,
I would probably do Candyman 5 times because that's like a movie.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Have you ever done Bloody Mary?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't do it, kids.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's the new... There must be a new one that kids do. Like, I don't know. Like, Old Greg or something. I don't know.
I feel like the... There's gotta be, right? I feel like the oldies are the goodies.
Yeah, really?
They still use
them.
They
just still say
the same. That's why those things still show up in TV shows, like Supernatural or something.
What I love about Supernatural shows and movies and anything, all you need is an old book. Literally, the only prop you need is an old book, and everything is explained by that, like, that the existence of the old book.
Yeah.
You know, whether you have magic, like Harry Potter, or whether you have a demon, or a ghost, or anything remotely super, you need to open a portal, close a portal, anything, even like a evil mummy coming at you. As long as there's an old book in play, it answers all Supernatural questions.
Yeah. Well, and it practically doesn't matter what that old book is. Whatever that old book is, that's the thing that's going to help. Like, if it's an old thing of, like, children's, like, nursery rhymes, that one of those nursery rhymes is the one that will close the portal.
But when you think about that, too, it's like, it really goes to show the fear we have of knowledge in general, right? Because isn't that the point? Both knowledge is both, like, the scariest thing ever, but it can also protect us from stuff,
knowledge
too.
Knowledge is power.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're all about, clearly.
I guess. So, yeah. Yeah, so I guess I don't believe or not believe. I know, like I said, I know some of the urban legends are based in, like, true things that happened, and some are just, you know, made up to scare people.
Yeah. All right. I don't necessarily believe in any urban legends per se, but I definitely don't mess around. I don't mess around. I don't need it. I don't need that static in my life.
Yeah.
Because what if it's true? And then all of a sudden I'm like, I was having a fun life, and now I'm being eaten by ants.
Right.
You know, or some kind of weird, like, from hell scenario.
Yeah.
I don't need that. I don't need to be seeking out the box, you know, from Hellraiser.
True.
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm real good, okay?
You are not Uncle Frank.
I am certainly not Uncle Frank. He has better hair. His hair is great. Yeah, Uncle Frank looked great. Chest hair. His chest hair was magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Goldblum-esque. Okay, so, you remember that, you know how they remade Jumanji?
Yeah.
And they got trapped in a video game, right?
Right.
For this new one? So, if you were in a Jumanji-like situation, would you rather be trapped in Fallout or Skyrim?
Probably Skyrim.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, because the thing is, like, Fallout, there's just so much anger, like, all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like Skyrim, there are places, like, I could go be a bard. I could just go stay in the bard place and be, like, live a very simple, happy life there.
Yeah.
You know? You don't have to get involved in all of the mess of things, and, yeah.
I feel like somehow Skyrim is a more cruel world than Fallout.
Cruel?
Even though it's not, even though it's not, I feel like the difference in power between things is much more diverse in Skyrim. Like, a bard compared to, like, a dragon is, like, crazy, where I feel like a person compared to, like, a super mutant isn't quite as extreme.
Mm.
Do you disagree?
I don't know. I mean, yes.
Because also, I don't know, but it's also tough, too, because, like, Fallout, you have all kinds of great technology, and you can build robots and stuff like that, but also Skyrim, you can learn magic. I mean, I asked specifically about these two because they're essentially the same games.
Yeah.
It's just one is a post-apocalyptic Americana, and one is, like, Lord of the Rings, Middle Earth.
I feel like, though, it's easier to sort of make your way in Skyrim. Like, you can mine the ore. You can make the things that you can sell.
Yeah.
In Skyrim, in Fallout, I feel like, you gotta go kill a guy and then loot his body.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. Yeah.
Also, like, there's, like, zombie things after you.
I also don't think I like that there's as much... This is gonna sound really weird. I don't think I like that there's as much law and order in Skyrim. Like, there's so many, like, little cities that are run by these people with all these soldiers, and you can, like, you know, they can, like, grab you and put you to death if they want. Where, like, Fallout, there's, like, less law and order, but there's more, like, crime. It's more like bad guys.
Yeah.
So you have to, like... But you can kill the bad guys. That's no big deal.
But it is a big deal. I mean, it's not easy to kill a, like, an ogre mutant thing.
Yeah, like, no, it's true. Yeah,
but
you do
one
have
of
a bazooka.
Those, do you, though? I mean, that's kind of the thing. It all depends on... Like, are you talking about fully decked out character and things? Or, you know, how do you get that stuff? Like... are you the special one? Or are you just one of those people?
I think you'd have to be the special one, right?
Well, in that case, then in Skyrim, I could call the dragons. That's I don't have to worry about their, like, power. They're mine.
True. And having superpowers is really great.
Yeah.
You don't really have superpowers in Fallout. You just have guns.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. I changed my decision then. I'll go with Skyrim, too.
Awesome.
Yeah, you talked to me
into it. Also, Lydia.
Yes. Love Lydia. You get married in Skyrim to any gender you want. I mean, it's really just, it's really a wonderful thing. Oh my God. Okay, you have waited your entire life to answer this one question.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
No.
Which TV detective would you want to work a case with?
That's tough.
Yeah, because you've watched all the detective shows. You've seen everything from Perry Mason and Quincy to Poirot to what's the castle? Sleepy Hollow. You've seen them all.
Yeah, I mean, so here's the thing. It's like I would want to work with a detective where I could actually see their process.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I feel like so many of them hold their cards too close to the vest.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't really know what's going on. I feel like, you know, if you are the Hastings to Poirot, he will let you know what's going on. Whether or not you're smart enough to get it is another story.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but he sort of lets you know a little more.
Yeah.
Marple keeps things real close to the vest.
You gotta do a lot of the work in Marple, even though you don't really realize that she's solving a crime.
Sherlock just assumes that, of course, like, because he gets what's going on, you do. He has no comprehension of what a normal person knows versus what he knows.
He's the most frustrating person ever. It's why the Watson character is very special, because he's the only one who can deal with that.
Yeah, you know, I feel like, oh God, it would be hilarious to work with Sean and Gus.
Oh yeah, Sean and Gus would be awesome.
Yeah,
even though, like, they'd probably put you in more life-threatening situations than you necessarily want to be in.
Yeah. Yeah, they would definitely be the most fun.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I didn't think of Sean and Gus, weirdly enough, which I love Sean and Gus.
Yeah.
And also if you were, like, with Castle and Stana there, you can just kind of, I don't know,
I mean, what would I do there? Like,
yeah, no, there are pretty much...
She's also a real cop, like...
Yeah, that's true, that's true. All right, so, did you pick one?
I mean, I guess... you know, if I want to have fun, I go with Sean and Gus. If I want to actually, like, learn something, I think I'd go with Poirot.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. It's funny, I had not considered Sean and Gus, which is crazy. I was going to go with Poirot, too. I thought maybe you'd pick Marple, if only because you'd have to do more active investigating with Marple. Like, if you were teamed up with Marple, you would actually end up doing a large percentage of the investigating, and then you would tell her what you found, and she would be like, you're mostly right, and then she would tell you all the ways that you missed, all the things you missed, and then get the full picture.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, I feel like, in a way, I want to contribute. I want to, like, I want to feel almost more team-like.
Yeah.
And I think that I would be able to contribute to Poirot's investigation. I think I would be able to help him, like, oh, I just noticed this in the room. And I think I'd be more alert to it than Hastings was. Hastings was always just sort of there to be there.
Yeah.
He wasn't really paying attention.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's really fair. Yeah, okay, cool. So I actually 100% with you, because Poirot is who I would have picked too.
Nice.
So look at you. You're killing it today.
So what is it about Poirot that makes you choose?
I like the fact that he does all the real detective work, and I can just kind of help out.
Yeah.
I love the fact that we'll probably have some really cool cocktail parties.
That's the other
and
thing.
And wear really cool, like, clothing.
Because he's got access, he's rich, you know, and
he's famous, so everyone's gonna be like, oh, you're hanging out with the famous Hercule Poirot.
It's like, where am I helping solve a thing? Maybe at a spa.
Yeah, exactly. Often it is on vacation. Of some sort. Yeah, so you're in a beautiful location.
You know, look at me. I'm traveling to Egypt.
Yeah, like, look at this. I'm on a train. Yeah. Exactly.
Yep.
It's like,
I'm on a cruise.
It's like awesome, right? Yeah, so definitely. I think we both humbly agree with that one.
Yeah.
All right, so what is another one? I have another one in my head, but it's not fully formed yet, so I'm going to wait. Okay. What alien race would be the worst to be invaded by?
Ooh.
So we've seen a lot of alien invasion movies, everything from the sort of more elegant Invasion of the Body Snatchers to, like, you know, really hardcore, Independence Day, where they're just attacking, mm-hmm. or War of the Worlds, where they're just attacking. What do you think, what alien group do you fear, would you fear the most to come down and try to conquer us?
Oh, that's a really
and don't say a 12-foot tall John Travolta with dreadlocks.
Oh, jeez.
Because it's probably...
We're not even going to go there.
Man animals with leverage! Yeah. I know who I would pick, but go ahead.
So it's tough. Like, my first thought is the Xenomorphs, because that would be freaking terrifying.
That would be terrifying,
You know,
they shoot, they'll be like impregnating your face and ripping you apart and stuff.
And I
feel
like, you know, if they actually came to invade, there would be more than one.
Yeah.
You know, there would be many.
Yeah.
But also then there's the ones from All You Need Is Kill from
Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow, yeah. Because the thing is that they can adapt to everything you do, and
that's
they have
true.
The power to loop time, and you're just lucky if there's a human that happens to get caught up in the time loop.
You're right. They're kind of like the odds are impossibly stacked against you mm-hmm. in that scenario.
Like it's interesting that it took them as long as it did to get as far as they did.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like there are much quicker ways that But, yeah, I mean, I feel like that's almost worse because, like, you're always in peril. Like,
yeah.
You know, if you get obliterated immediately, then you know, fine. You're obliterated immediately. It's
right.
incredibly sad, but, you know.
Yeah, no, but exactly. But there's less suffering. I feel like those are all really good choices. Xenomorphs especially, ugh. I feel like the Borg, that'd be a pretty devastating one because I don't think it would be as necessarily torturous, but, like... They're almost unbeatable when you think about them. If it were a modern civilization, they just mm-hmm. come in and just take over like instantly.
Yeah,
I think much more efficiently than any of the Doctor Who villains.
Yeah,
they would just kind of come in and just everyone would become Borg.
Yeah,
and it would just be like this horrible like continuing thing. Like that to me is kind of the worst of them. I don't know. I mean, there's also obviously like the Reavers or whatever from Firefly who are really terrible, but I think we could actually kill them pretty easily.
They're also not aliens.
They're also not, well, I mean, sure. Okay, I guess. They're ish, yeah. And I can never find the Daleks scary. No matter how hard they try, when they're flying around and shooting lasers, I'm like, they look so cute.
Yeah.
I just can't do it. Can't find them too that scary.
Yeah, I totally agree on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what's my next question for you? I like this one. This one is so weird, okay? If you had to elect one Disney animated character to be president, who would you pick?
Ooh.
So, it can be a man or a woman, doesn't matter what gender, but they have to be a Disney animated character for president.
Okay, let me think on this. So now I have to like think about Disney movies.
Well,
Disney movies there are.
I've been trying
Does this
to figure
include
this
Marvel?
Out. Sure, I guess. I feel like it shouldn't. I was thinking only like the prime Disney animated characters.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, Disney
Pixar
and Pixar?
Counts. Yeah, Pixar counts.
Okay.
But like, yeah, it's like, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out like Snow White. Was she a good leader?
Not really.
Right?
No,
yeah.
Not at all. She was also like 14.
Well, sure. Okay. But let's assume that,
but no,
you know,
she was like, she was running away mm-hmm. and then she just was like, oh, hey, dwarves that are like doing a bunch of work. I'll help in the kitchen and stuff while you guys go out and work and
right.
you give me a home.
Well, there you go. See? So
not
maybe
really a leader.
Not a great leader. Yeah. So I'm saying like who would be it? Like Princess Jasmine? Like, who
I mean,
would
she's
do it?
Kind of going to be a leader anyway.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
She's theoretically been trained to lead a nation.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
But she's also royalty. That's a little weird,
yeah.
right? Yeah.
Belle is super smart.
Belle!
Like,
yeah.
I feel like Belle
and
could...
And brave, too.
Yeah, she's smart. She's brave.
Yeah.
She's well-read, full of knowledge. Like, yeah, I feel like she could... I feel like she could lead an army. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I'd take up arms behind her.
I think Belle's
like,
a good option.
I haven't seen Mulan.
I think Mulan would be the other character I would consider because she's selfless and brave and smart. But Bella, I also think is a really good option.
Yeah.
I think I would go, I would probably go with Mulan, but at the same time, like, I think Belle is also an awesome choice.
Yeah.
Definitely not Ariel.
Yeah.
Anybody but Ariel.
Not Ariel.
She would be bad.
No,
She would be very bad. It would not be good.
It would not be good at all.
No. We should definitely stay away from orange presidents because she's definitely one of them. Let's see. What about her Zeus, Poseidon father?
I mean...
Eh.
Yeah, the thing is, like, he's too used to being royalty.
We are cutting through these fast.
We really are.
And,
we're gonna run out.
Are we gonna run out?
I don't know.
I don't know. I got a few. Okay. I got a few of these, so... If we run out, then we'll just talk about, you know, jazz music.
Nice.
And the weather, and, you know, whatever happened to Dan Quayle.
Yeah.
These are things we might, ask, and then some.
Whatever did happen.
Whatever did happen. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so we're back to zombies.
Okay.
I got zombies in the brain.
Okay.
I can't help it. If zombies happened... What one fictional non-superpowered character would you want watching your back?
Ooh.
So they can't have Wolverine. Have somebody with superpowers. It has to be somebody.
How about the Punisher?
Yeah. Like, oh, dang. Yeah.
Like, I mean, not only does dude have access to, like, a million guns, he's also incredibly good at using them. He's got the military background, like, that he could actually keep you safe.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a strong choice.
Yeah.
I was
like,
gonna...
that's the thing. It's like, if he's there to watch your back is safe, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're good.
That's a really good choice. You know, I was gonna say John Wick.
Mm.
I assume most people would say John Wick, but, that's a really good one. Also,
I mean, I think John Wick is totally in the same vein, and, as long as you didn't hurt his dog.
Yeah, oh my god, the first thing is, like, the dog... Well, that's probably, he wouldn't want to help, and the dog gets out and gets eaten by a zombie, and then he just goes nuts.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger's character from Commando would be great. Just putting that out there. He would be awesome, because he took out, like, an army of, like, 800 guys to save his daughter, so really.
True.
I don't think Mad Max would be great.
No.
No, unless there's a car.
Yeah, I still don't think he'd be great.
What do you think about the Fast and Furious franchise with zombies?
What do you mean?
The entire movie is them just running over zombies. Probably not a good plot.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of the thing.
Yeah,
like,
that, is that the plot?
They're just driving over zombies. Yeah,
that's the plot. Yeah, no, that's a bad plot.
Yeah, that is a terrible idea.
But what can they fight? Can they fight, like, kaiju, perhaps?
The car goes, like, they jump the car off something, and then they jump out, and then the car goes straight into the kaiju.
Yeah, what about Pacific Rim 3? Think about, like, John Boyega points his cannon, and it fires Dom Toretto's car and him out.
Oh, my God.
And just, like, right through the kaiju.
That's amazing.
It explodes in, like, a giant, like, nuclear explosion, and then Dom Toretto just walks out unscathed.
Yeah.
I think I'd watch that.
I think everyone would watch that.
Yeah, that would probably be the coolest thing to ever happen to Pacific Rim, now
right?
I think about it. So we need to get Guillermo del Toro on the phone.
Like, could the team from Fast and Furious fight anyone else or anything else? Like,
right! Like, what if they were in Infinity War? What would they do?
Not much.
No, you don't think so? You don't think they could, like... Find a way. I feel like they would shoot grappling hooks onto the glove and just, like, drive different directions until they got it.
Yeah, I just don't think that would work.
I do not think that is a great plan.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like, you know, Tony's suit is probably at least as strong as any of their cars or all of their cars.
What about Skynet? Do you think, like, they would do a good job if they got launched in the future and fight against the Terminators?
Okay, well, they could do some hacking and then hit them with cars.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess it also depends on which kind of Terminator it is. If you're dealing with liquid metal...
That'd be bad news.
Well, how would a liquid metal Terminator survive against an EMP?
I think, you know, by the way, I think that's one of the also the... wait, what did you say? Oh, would he just be a puddle? He probably would just be a puddle for a little bit. But yeah. But then I think he would probably be able to, I don't know. See, that's the problem. Like, I'm not even sure electricity. No, it must play a component in it somehow, right?
Yeah, I mean, they are robots. There's metal.
I kind of feel like the reason that none of the Terminator movies worked after T2 is, frankly, you can't top liquid metal.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most threatening of threatening bad guys.
Yeah.
And you can't top it. And they've tried. They've had so many Terminator villains since liquid metal, and none of them are scary. And they all seem like a step backwards from liquid metal. It's like, you got liquid metal.
Yeah.
Why would you go back to a hard body?
Yeah.
That literally makes no sense.
None at all.
You know? And it's just these things.
These things.
These things are bad decisions.
Yeah. I mean, they came up with too good of a decision in T2.
Exactly, yeah. And then Cameron's like, I got nothing more. And they're like, well, we want to make the monies. And thus, you know, Christina Loken or whatever. I don't know what the name of her in the third one.
T3.
Yeah, are there any other franchise, anything else we can have them fight for the Fast and Furious franchise?
I mean, that's...
Ninjas? They could probably fight ninjas.
They practically do.
They kind of do.
Everyone is sort of half ninja.
How is everyone all of a sudden, like, they can, like, they're basically secret agents now, right? They can just kind of fight and do whatever they... Yeah. Like, they just have all the skills.
I mean, I figure in their off time, they're training in, like, martial arts or
like Krav Maga.
Point.
Yeah, because... I don't know.
Because, like, you know, now, like, they know that they're going to have to face that, so...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like every single... time a Fast and Furious movie starts, Dom Toretto is either under his car with a wrench in his hand or at the biggest party in the world.
Yes.
Those are the only two options. And that biggest party in the world quickly becomes a street race.
Well, yeah. I mean, of course it does.
Yeah, because really, what else would they be doing in that movie?
Yeah.
It's like, they're not curing cancer.
Oh my God,
could you imagine if they were curing cancer in the next one?
Wow.
They had to drive, maybe if they hit 140 miles per hour in a Mustang, they'll, you know.
What would Dom Toretto do if his car all of a sudden turned into a Transformer?
Oh my God.
I feel like he'd freak out and make it go back to a car.
Yeah, he'd be like, I'm better with it this way. Yeah, exactly. Oh man. That's a really good question.
Right?
Yeah, that's what they need to do. That would be quite the thing.
Yeah.
Sadly, it's not the same studios that do both. But
if it was, we would be
so happy right now. All right, so, you know, there is a lot of really dope, even though they have their downsides, there's some, like, really dope sci-fi worlds out there, right?
Yeah.
There's, like, you know, the worlds of the Fifth Element and Demolition Man, you know, Wakanda, things like that. Bill and Ted future world. What sci-fi, like, utopian type world that's not Star Trek would you want to live in?
Oh,
because I feel like no matter what, Star Trek is the choice.
Yeah.
So I'm taking Star Trek off the table.
What are the utopian worlds?
There's not a lot, are there? When you really think about it. Yeah, because I started thinking about it, and I'm like, no, because everything's got to be dystopic or like
or
what's the point? There's no conflict. That's why Star Trek works, because the conflict is they journey to the conflict.
Well, and it's like, and there are some where it's like, oh, this is totally a utopian world, and then it's like, oh, except for all those people down on that planet. Gosh, this is actually a really, really tough one.
This was a really tough one, right? Yeah, because I've been thinking about, like, I'm not sure I'd want to live in the world of the Fifth Element. It seems like it kind of sucks.
It's
overpopulated, and everyone seems to be like a little cog in a giant, like, wheel.
Yeah, you're still working for the cab company, and you can get fired.
Yeah, and they're like, all the cigarettes are really tiny. I mean, come on, it's like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
A proper female attire is a bunch of wraps. I just don't really know what's going on. But like Demolition Man too, it seems kind of like the worst.
Well,
right?
The control on that.
Yeah.
It's like, you're right.
It's like the Pier 1 Imports version of 1984.
Yeah.
Like everything like seems really nice and kind and fun, but you're a slave.
Well, and also like think about the people that live underground because they don't want like their thoughts and every action to be controlled.
Yeah.
You know, I suppose Bill and Ted's world seems like, you know, the future of that seems to be the nicest future.
Yeah. But they are full on worshiping these two kind of morons, right? Like, what is this society like?
Yeah.
Really? what do they all do? Mm-hmm. They master time travel. They all seem to be wearing foam, and they just go to classes about music. Like, yeah. what is this world? Like, how do people make money?
Do they need money? In Star Trek, they don't.
That's the thing. Is it an actual up, like, we're supposed to believe it's, like, the most utopic thing ever, right? But who runs it? What's going on?
I don't know who runs it, but we do know that they have gym class, because in the second one,
the bad guy was the gym teacher. Yeah,
so,
right. Yeah.
At least we know there's gym class.
Oh, man.
So I guess the jobs are music teacher or gym coach.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the choice you need to make in life in general.
It really is.
I found that's usually...
Music teacher or gym coach?
Yeah, I mean, really. What is the difference?
Yeah.
Gym teacher.
Gym teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess... Well, you could be a gym coach, but I think it's like a gym teacher can be a coach,
yeah.
But not necessarily.
Yeah.
But you can call him coach if you want.
Probably.
You know, whatever. Okay, so did you make a decision, by the way?
I don't know. I guess Bill and Ted World, I think.
Yeah, Bill and Ted World.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right, yeah. But ultimately, we would both pick Star Trek if we could.
Yeah.
Star Trek's the best. Would you rather be on the Enterprise or Deep Space Nine? Earth?
Wait, which Enterprise?
Or just Earth. Yeah, I don't know. Which Enterprise?
I mean, I guess that's another question of,
yeah,
like,
which Star Trek
I just
want to
be, like, chilling out, like, and having a nice life on Earth?
Yeah.
Or like, do I want to be exploring the stars and potentially in a lot of danger?
Because Earth seems nice in the future.
It does.
I mean, it seems like a good time.
Yeah.
It's very clean. There's lots of aliens everywhere. It seems nice.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like maybe I'd want to, like, be on Earth, but the ability to travel further is there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I could go, like, spend some time on Vulcan. Well, not anymore.
No, yeah. It depends which version, yeah.
Or what, Beta Zed, or, like, you know?
Yeah.
So, there's a ton of places that I could go. And the holodeck, like, there's got to be holodecks just in the world, you know?
I read this great article. I think it was, I can't remember anymore. I read a great article, I think, from Cracked, about how if the holodeck actually exists, like, everyone would just live there until they died.
Oh, yeah.
Until they expired.
Totally.
Because it's like the most wish fulfillment thing of wish fulfillment.
Absolutely.
And I was like, yeah, you're 100% right. It's why I love how they dealt with the Barkley stuff was always fascinating.
Yeah.
And it kept on getting better and better.
It did.
Like his like straight up holodeck addiction was like how they dealt with like drugs and also kind of like internet addiction and gaming addiction. Because it showcased that like you can be addicted to something that isn't necessarily a chemical. Like, you can be psychologically addicted to something.
Yeah.
And that's, like, it's funny, because I actually find, like, now that we live in this world of social media and internet and all the things that are at our fingertips, those episodes are actually a little more woke than I felt like they were when they came out.
Yeah, totally.
Because now we live in a world like that.
Yeah.
Where we can basically, like, simulate life the way we want to live it.
Yeah.
Which is nuts.
If you were going to be one of the characters from Next Generation, who would you be?
Oh, man. You know, that's a good question. I guess Riker?
Okay, why?
Because Riker gets to be a badass and, like, gets to do cool stuff, but he's still not the guy that's totally responsible for every life on the Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
That's Picard.
Yeah.
I don't want to be Picard.
No.
Picard seems like a tough job.
It really is.
And I don't want to be Geordi because it's a lot of math.
Yeah.
I don't want to be Data because that's a lot of being an android.
Mm-hmm.
Troy's got it pretty good. She listens to people's problems and eats a lot of, like...
Chocolate
and like, ice cream, which I really love. But, yeah, Wesley, no one likes him because he's a kid. Yeah, I'm definitely going Riker on this one.
Okay.
Even though I'd have to have some father issues.
Yeah.
You know, but I will get a fantastic beard.
I think I might go with Guinan.
Oh, Guinan, yeah.
Like,
Guinan's got
the best of every world.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
totally.
Yeah, you can be there when you want. You just get to hang out with everyone. Like,
yeah.
You listen to their problems like Troy does, but like not in the same responsible way.
Actually, I want to change my answer to Q.
Oh my god!
I just want to be Q.
Yeah,
that seems like the life, right?
Yeah, yeah, I guess if you're talking any character in the world,
if you
can
be any character,
then
it would
Q.
definitely be Q.
Yeah,
because like who wouldn't want to be Q? I mean, you literally like Q who that Q? You want to have all the power,
Part of the fun.
Yeah, I mean they don't like him because he's kind of like irresponsible. But he gets the life.
Nobody's got they're all Q. Out.
They're all Q. Yeah. Yeah. In the continuum, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, So when you and I were children,
yes,
there were like big action stars. There was Arnold Schwarzenegger. Right. There was Sly Stallone. There was Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
Dolph Lundgren. The list goes on. Who are the Slys and Arnolds of today?
You know, it's a different thing because because the sort of everyday action hero kind of came into play, and now like every movie is also an action movie.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
you're right. Everything's kind of everything now, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Things cross so many genres, and people that you like. Do you remember like years ago, a couple years ago, or a bunch of years ago at this point? We were watching that show, The Event.
Yeah,
and Jason Ritter or Jason Ritter
action dork,
because that's the thing. It's like. Like, he was trying to solve the mystery of what happened to his girlfriend and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden he's running around, like, dodging bullets.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. Yeah, and you're like, what is going on?
Yeah. But he's like, he was action dorking it up.
You're
you
right.
Know?
They've homogenized sort of the action into being part of every single thing you see.
Yeah, it's sort of a funny thing where your action stars now have to actually have the ability to act a little.
Right. They can't just be like, foreign strongman anymore.
Because that's the great thing. It's like, we've got The Rock.
Yeah.
You know, who is clearly in that sort of mold.
Definitely.
But the reason that he does so well is because he, A, has an amazing personality, and B, he can actually act.
Yeah.
You know, Dave Bautista.
Yeah.
You know, another one who's sort of like building himself up in that way, who got the role in Guardians of the Galaxy and said, I gotta go take some acting classes so that I know what I'm doing. Like, you know, and he... He sort of steals the show in so many of the things he's in now, you know?
True, yeah.
So, I mean, like, I guess, like, those two are some of the that kind of guy that exists now, but they have to be so much more than that.
And it's funny because I'd say Hemsworth, except he's just Thor, really. He doesn't he doesn't have an action character outside of that.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's funny, Mila Jovovich.
Yeah,
like,
I
don't really think of her as anything other than action.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. Like, between Resident Evil, and then she did, like, Ultraviolet, and, like, a few other things.
Like,
you're right,
even,
she's
like,
an action
even
star.
Even in Fifth Element, like, one of the greatest things is that fight scene with her, you know? It's like, it's just one of the scenes of it, but still, action.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, man. Yeah, I feel like, I feel like things are very different than what they were. And it's also interesting, too, the kind of holdovers of, like 20 years ago, how Tom Cruise is still making Mission Impossible movies, and, you know, Keanu Reeves is making John Wick movies and things like that. But it also makes sense, too, because I think we kind of had that as kids. We just weren't aware of it. Like, Charles Bronson was making Death Wish movies up to, like, I think, like, 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And also, you know, they kept on making Dirty Harry movies way after they would have retired him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no way they would have kept him on the force after a certain point because he was just, frankly, too old.
Yeah, well, at least not out in the field.
Yeah, exactly. They'd be like, yeah, sitting behind a desk, Callahan. okay, so... this is such a weird question.
Oh, that sounds fun.
If you could go back in time and work on one movie set, what would it be? And, like, a fun job. Like, nothing that requires too much attention, that you can kind of just hang out on film set and be there and witness everything. And, you know, like, doing Clapperboard or something like that.
Yeah, I mean...
Is there any movies you would want? Would you want to be on the set of 2001 A Space Odyssey?
I kind of feel like... It would be amazing to be part of, like, the first Star Wars movie.
Mm.
You know, one of these things where first off, George Lucas is not a big name yet.
You're right. He's just a young guy
trying to make this cool thing where, like, these amazing sets being built. Like, you're hanging out with all these people in the desert, like... I don't know, it seems so exciting, and I feel like his famous friends must have visited on set, too. It's like, you know, maybe there's a chance I would have gotten to meet Spielberg, maybe there's a chance I would have gotten to meet, you know, any of these other people that he was friends with back then.
Yeah.
Like, and I just feel like, you know, he wouldn't have had an ego at that point, you know. I don't know how much of an ego he has now when he's meeting people, but it would be this sort of, like, thing where he's still trying to figure things out and sort of seeing that at work.
That is fascinating that you picked Star Wars.
Well, I mean, which is especially funny because, like, I'm only so into the Star Wars movies. Yeah. But I feel like the process, mm-hmm. I prefer the idea of that to the actual story.
Yeah. And also, like, there's some, like, genuinely, like, huge stars on set, too. And mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a really great answer.
What were you thinking?
Probably better than my answer.
What was your answer?
You know, I am not 100% sure. Part of me kind of wants to be on set of something like RoboCop. Huh. Like, I feel like RoboCop would have been, like, a bananas movie to be on set for. I mm-hmm. feel like it would have just been surreal and weird. Also, almost any Stanley Kubrick movie.
I feel like, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about that, and then I was like, I feel like that would not be a happy set.
No, it was probably really, like imagine,
I feel like it would be, like, you would be watching genius, and yeah. you'd know you were watching genius happening.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you'd be like, I don't know that I want to come into work every day.
Yeah, I feel like some of his sets would have been, like, really boring mm-hmm. and weird. Like Clockwork Orange would have been a weird set yeah. to be on, I feel like. Or The Shining would have yeah. been a weird set to be on.
You know, the other thing would be, like, not too far back, but Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
You know, once again, like, you're watching someone who, like, watching them try and figure out the Force perspective. You know, like,
yeah, I think Fellowship would be really
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I think that would have been, like, a super fun set to be in. The people all seem to, like, they built what seems like such great friendships.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Though it would have been cold and rainy, though, too, wouldn't it?
That's true.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But also a time, I feel like nowadays, you'd say a movie, and you'd be like, oh, that movie's, like, 80% green screen.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, back then, they still, like, shot in real locations, and yeah. No, totally. Yeah, Lord of the Rings would be great.
Yeah. So I guess Star Wars first, Lord of the Rings second. Third, anything directed by Guillermo del Toro.
I know, right?
Because that totally. Just seems like it would be that, like, just a happy place.
Yeah. No, like, I agree with that.
Oh, watching that guy just, like, I just feel like he dances around set, like, yeah. being like, I'm making monsters.
Man, you're awesome. You're killing it. You know, I think all your answers are far better than the ones I had in my head already. Like, they're really good.
I like that
good.
I seem to be, like, you know, giving you unexpected answers.
Yeah,
too.
You are. I cannot believe you said Star Wars. But now I'm like, you're right. That yeah. would have been the best set to be on.
Right?
You're right, because also everyone thought that this was going to be a bad movie while they were making
it. Oh, yeah, totally. Like, but I think, like, at the same time, it's like, that's why it was probably a really fun set.
Yeah.
You know, that, and like...
You're right.
And they're just trying to figure things out. Yeah. The studio wasn't really involved, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't the studio pushing them around for what they had to do.
100%. No, yeah, I think you're definitely right. Yeah, Alec Guinness wrote this really great letter to a friend in the middle of filming, and he was like, I'm in this stupid kids movie with a bunch of, like, unknown, a bunch of unknowns that make me feel like a real old man, and it's really great. It's really, yeah, I love it. I'm going to agree with you.
Nice.
Once again, you're killing it. I don't even know anymore. I don't even know why I bother speaking.
Yeah.
It's
because you can't stop.
Because I can't stop, yeah. You know what? I'm going to skip this next one, and we're going to get back to it later, okay? Who, this could be an upsetting one for everyone involved. Who are the most miscast superheroes / villains in movies? Is there anybody you feel like real opportunity was missed in casting this person as a superhero or supervillain? You don't have to answer if you feel like it's mean.
Oh, it's, you. But, like, there's characters, you know, it's sort of like in Superman Returns.
Yeah.
What's-her-face who played Lois Lane?
Oh, man. I would say...
Bosworth, right? Kate Bosworth?
Kate Bosworth.
So
that
miscast.
Is great.
She's neither a villain nor a superhero, but was completely miscast.
Yeah.
And then the
You're
writing 100%. Of her character was awful.
You're 100% right. She is really terrible in that
yeah.
role. And I also, you know, and I said this when it came out, like, way before, you know, he was, blacklisted in Hollywood, but I never thought Kevin Spacey was a very good Lex Luthor.
No.
I felt like the casting made sense.
Yeah.
But when I saw it, I was like, I don't like him. He doesn't feel fun like Lex Luthor is supposed to feel.
Yeah.
He doesn't feel badass like Lex Luthor. He just feels kind of like a creepy dude.
Yeah.
And there we go.
Yeah.
You know, like, because it's funny, because Gene Hackman was fun. Mm-hmm. And there was something about Michael Rosenbaum that made you believe that he was Lex Luthor. Mm-hmm. You know, he was really good at acting threatening. He was, like, really good at being a douche.
Yeah.
And I just felt like I just never liked Kevin Spacey that much in it. So, yeah, there you go. Also, anytime Ben Affleck has been cast as a superhero, it's been ultimately wrong.
Yeah. I also, you know, I hate to say it, but Tobey Maguire is Spider-Man.
Yes! Let's put the nail in this coffin. He is not good.
And that being said, I really enjoyed the first two movies.
The first two are great.
But he was always too old for the part. Mm-hmm. He was always just... He just didn't quite feel Spider-Man
ever.
He
looks like he's gonna cry at every other moment.
Yeah.
Like, he does not seem like he is a brave or strong person one bit. Like, when I see Tom Holland play Spider-Man, I'm like, that dude is Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That guy has got it.
I think Andrew Garfield, like, was sort of there.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That was just a weird
Tom
version.
Tom Holland, absolutely. He is Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think those are some that I can think of offhand. Did you have any others in mind that you were thinking of?
Definitely.
How about everybody in that Dragon Ball movie?
Well, certainly everyone in that Dragon Ball movie. I mean, if you count that as a superhero movie, certainly all of them are really poorly miscast. Mm-hmm. I would say Tom Jane as the Punisher was not a well-cast character.
It's so funny because it's like, in a way they did it because, like, you know, he was the one they were modeling the look off of.
Yeah.
But it's such an interesting thing because, like, that one was also just such a poorly written movie.
I don't know what it is about Tom Jane, and I like Tom Jane, don't get me wrong, I think he's a good actor, but I think I have never liked him in a role. I've never liked him, I've never felt that he gave me anything that really made me be like, I'm with this guy for the ride. You know, like, the only reason I like him in Deep Blue Sea is because I like everybody in Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah.
I just love Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah.
I can't help it. I think the movie's fantastic,
yes,
even if it's terrible. And so he's part of this whole mix of fantastic stuff. So it's like, what Skittle do you not like? It doesn't matter. All the Skittles are the same.
Yeah.
That's you know, so like, but with, I always felt like when I watch a movie, I'm like, this guy, like, with his, like, and listen, a big part of it too was that movie being horrible. And I know he did, like, a short that people loved on YouTube, but I never really liked him that much in that role.
Yeah.
I prefer, frankly, I mean, obviously John Bernthal's the man, but even, like, in the movie ones, I prefer Dolph, frankly, over Tom Jane, which I know is, like, mean, and Dolph Lundgren didn't even really know English at the time.
Yeah.
And had to, like, phonetically speak his lines, but still, I just, like, it's never felt that way.
Yeah, I feel like
also
Shia LaBeouf in both Constantine and in Indiana Jones, if you consider that one I mean, not really a superhero, but sort of.
Well, how about this? Like, how about Keanu Reeves, bad choice for Constantine, good choice for that movie version of Constantine?
Really?
Yeah, like I think that, like, I don't like that version of Constantine, but, like, I like that movie, and I like Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
So, like, it's tough for me to say.
Okay.
Like, I think Matt Ryan is a better Constantine, obviously.
Yeah, well, because he's the real Constantine.
Yeah, you have to say Constantine. Listen, I've listened to enough Alan Moore interviews to know it's Constantine.
Yeah, well, we
and
even
that's
found
just
that one, like,
say.
Clip from an old comic. That
I know,
was, yeah.
I know. But it's not, I mean, but it kind of isn't, though, either. You know what I mean? Because it's, like, in all the advertisements, like, Constantine on NBC.
Yeah.
So it's like, at what point are you just, like, the guy
yeah.
who says, like, scones instead of scones?
Yeah.
And I'm that guy.
Well, it's sort of like, do you say Voldemort or Voldemort?
Voldemort.
Even though JK says it's Voldemort.
Well, she was JK the whole time. Okay, that wasn't a serious thing to say, and I can't believe she would say such a thing. I think those. And then, well, I mean, and then obviously, then you just get in the realm of, like, it's all so bad it doesn't even matter, like Arnold Schwarzenegger's Mr. Freeze. It's like, obviously he was poorly cast.
I mean, I don't even know that he necessarily was poorly cast.
Yeah.
You know, I just think it was such a poorly made movie and such a poorly conceived character
right.
in that movie that, you know, no one would have been properly cast in that.
Yeah. You know who I will say actually wasn't that bad, they just should never put him in, was Chris O'Donnell as Robin.
Yeah, he was fine.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not gonna go to bat for the guy, but I'm also not gonna be like, Chris O'Donnell embarrassed himself and the film.
I mean, Alicia Silverstone as Batgirl, not so much.
No. Especially because there's, like, no reason for her to be in that movie.
Yeah, they did not make her come off as smart, and nor was she the proper character.
I feel like
freaking Alfred's niece.
I feel like they need, like, we need 6 collector mugs for Burger King here, and we only got 5. How about we add Batgirl? Oh, that's a good idea. Just get the Clueless Girl. Yeah, great. Okay, we got our 6 mug. Let's go. Let's make a movie,
totally.
Guys. Yeah, that's probably exactly what happened. Okay, so would you rather have a pet dragon you can ride or a spaceship?
Oh, that's really, really tough. The thing is that, like, with the spaceship, there's so much maintenance.
Oh, yeah.
But you can go to other planets.
That's true.
You know, I guess if it's a world where people can go off to other planets, I you know, depending on, well, does it have, like, the ability to go so fast that I can, like, actually make it to other planets?
Yes. This is like a Rick and Morty type sitch where you could go all across the universe. This is a fully functional, like, how you could, with a dragon, do all the dope stuff on planet Earth with a dragon, you can do all the dope stuff a spaceship
would
do.
How many people can fit in my spaceship?
Let's say 10.
Okay.
10 people.
Okay.
So it's not the Enterprise, but it's like...
It's like a private jet.
It's like a private jet, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean... Oh,
yeah, like the Firefly, essentially, something like that.
It's so tough because I feel like it would be super fun to ride a dragon.
Yeah.
But I think going off into space with some of my friends and, like, you know, some smart people that could do all the maintenance for me.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. You know, I did feel like it was a tough one, though, because at first I'm like, oh, man, that flying dragon seems pretty dope. I mean, between, like, you know, Game of Thrones and Neverending Story, the idea of flying around on a dragon seems great.
Yeah.
But yeah, that whole idea of interstellar travel, though I feel like you're actually putting yourself at more risk being going through space than riding on the back of a dragon.
I mean, are you, though? Because... like, riding on the back of a dragon, I know in all those movies and TV shows, people don't fall off, but how are they holding on?
Through the sheer power of
dragon?
Excitement.
I would probably fall off.
You would definitely fall off. Yeah, stay away from a dragon. We only have a few minutes left, and I have a few more questions. How great is this?
This is awesome.
This is awesome. Okay, so this one... you might jump to the conclusion, but you need to think for a second.
Okay.
Because I think there's parameters for both. Which, and I'm going to give you 2 choices. You're not going to be able to just pick out of anything. Okay. Which anime would you rather live in? Naruto or Pokemon?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Think about it.
It's such an interesting thing. Because In Naruto, there's so much war.
There is, like, so much war.
There's so much war and so much fighting. And
you have
so
to be
many...
so good
to
live through, like, this world.
I honestly don't think I'd want to live there.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't think so.
Pokemon, I mean, you could, though. You could, like, own a noodle shop or a flower shop and just hope the other ninjas protect you.
That's just it. I don't want to be surrounded by the shadow of war. Whereas in Pokemon, I don't think war exists.
No.
Like, people solve their problems by making their little animals fight.
Yeah. But I also think, by the way, I also think there is a dark side to Pokemon. I feel like there are innocent people dying all the time of Pokemon attacks. Because if we're to believe that we live in a world where Pokemon are so everywhere that they can just go onto the forest and find one and trap it, that means there are wild Pokemon everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm talking like weapons of some mass destruction, but certainly weapons everywhere.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a real dangerous world to be a pedestrian in.
Yeah, I mean, but then, like, that's why you have to have some good ones to surround yourself with. You know, have some good Pokemon that can just sort of...
So that's the thing, right? It's either you choose to train and be a ninja and put your life at risk all the time, or you choose to, like... basically entrap and ensnare animals so they can protect you against the other animals.
Yeah, but that's sort of the thing. It's like, how about you choose to befriend them? You know, can you befriend Pokemon?
Like, sure, yeah.
It's like,
Ash,
like Ash and Pikachu.
Ash and Pikachu are friends.
Yeah, so why can't I have, like, 5 Pokemon that, like, that I have just befriended and I don't have to fight them?
Yeah, you're just gonna Beastmaster it up in Pokeworld?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I'm just gonna have, like, a giant group of my buddy Pokemon.
Uh-huh,
and, like...
Who would your buddy Pokemon be?
gosh, I don't even know.
Charizard. Gotta have Charizard.
I mean, I'd like to hope I could make friends with Mew.
Yeah, Mew. Like, Mewtwo. Yeah. Blastoise.
Yeah, like, obviously, Pikachu.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think, you know, and once you got the party going... I also like
Meowth, by the way. As much as no one likes Meowth, no, I like Meowth a lot.
Well, Meowth can actually talk to me.
Yeah, and Meowth is the only...
Meowth is going to say more than just Meowth.
I would actually make a point that Meowth is the most likable character of Pokemon.
I mean, kind of is.
Because Meowth is the only one who kind of has a sense of self-protection that makes sense.
Yeah.
Everyone else is just crazy, like crazy cavalier about everything they're doing. And Meowth is just trying to, like, live his life.
I mean, if Meowth didn't end up with Team Rocket, like, he could have just been a happy good guy.
Yeah. And that's the other thing, too. Meowth refuses to be enslaved by humans.
Oh, yeah.
Just like Pikachu. I mean, Meowth is just like, basically is the agency of Pikachu. He's just not a hero.
Yep.
He's just kind of like a kind of a bad dude.
Yeah, but me and my group of Pokemon, we just hang out and be awesome. But at that,
is that it?
That is all the time we have. Guys, don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us, you can send us an email to geekworldradio@yahoo.com and be sure to check out our website, geekworldradio.com. We'll be back with you next week, same time, same place.